Welcome to the Real Note Podcast for March 2024. I'm Wesley Martin, and in this episode, why it's a good idea to back up your stuff, why does the Real Note not come with a voice recorder on it, and we'll take a look at three third-party voice recorders from the Play Store. This content is copyright 2024 by Wesley Martin, with the exception of the music. For permission to modify or redistribute this copyrighted work, please email thebrailnotepodcast@gmail.com or call or text 570-258-5836. Warmest welcomes to you, and thank you so much for listening to the episode, whether you're new here or listening from day one. I really appreciate your support. Let's rewind through time to September of 2023. That was last year. I was starting the new school term. There was this particular collection of about 40 quizzes, which they were completely inaccessible. They were in hard copy print. And I didn't know how to scan stuff at that time, so we took off with a bunch of manual labor. And I was done with the book, and then I deleted about 10 quizzes, and I was very annoyed at myself. And I just thought about it, if I had actually backed up that stuff, it probably wouldn't have been lost. Now let's fast forward through time. To December 25th, Christmas Day. I got a micro SD card for my Christmas gift. Yeah, I know, it's boring, but it's like me. I like practical stuff. It was 256 gigabytes. I decided, well, you know, I want to put stuff on it and do stuff. So I decided just back up all my quizzes from that workbook because I had ended up doing the 12 quizzes I lost again. So I backed up all my stuff in addition to some other files and stuff, and I really never thought I would use them. Like, I just, in case of a severe emergency, whatever. So let's fast forward time again to yesterday. I had an issue with my Braille note and I was factory resetting it, and I backed up all my stuff to Google Drive. And these quizzes happen to be in two files, part one and part two. So I backed up all my stuff and I was pretty confident about it, and you know, and so I factory reset my device, and then I set it up. And by the way, in episode 5, which is coming in March, we'll probably feature a little thing about how to factory reset your device, but I had enough material for this episode. Anyway, back to the story. I factory reset the device, set it up, and installed, you know, my apps and stuff. Now I have a problem. Part one of the quizzes are missing. At this point, in very, very late February, I had already completed almost all of them. Well, I'm going to say almost, about two-thirds. So I had lost like 10 quizzes, and those took a long time. And I was very frustrated, and I was like, wait, where's that micro SD card I had 3 months ago, 2 months ago maybe? I found it after digging around a bit, and sure enough, the part one of the quizzes was right there, and I copied it over to the internal storage of my Braille note, and voila, there it was. So, backups are useless, is the moral, until you need them. Next, let's look at why there's no voice recorder built into the Touch and Touch Plus. So the Touch didn't come with one, the Touch Plus didn't come with one, and the Apex did. And I'm not sure how far back that goes, but probably a few generations at least, but not sure about that. Why does the Touch Plus not have one? I'm guessing it's probably the fact that in order to make a voice recorder for Android, you couldn't have just copied the code from the voice recorder for the Apex, since it was another operating system, namely Windows CE. And Humanware just decided, well, there's the Play Store. And of course, I'm not speaking for Humanware, but they probably just decided, yeah, there's a Play Store, people can just download accessible recorders. And that's exactly what I did. So I'm going to show you three different accessible recorders. They each have their own unique characteristics. For simple recordings, I'll go to the one. For more complicated and very valuable recordings, I'll go to the other. And for, well, everything else, I'll go to the third. So let's look at very, very simple and easy recordings. And this is very accessible. It does have ads, but hey, you just forget about it. You're not going to get a good free recording app without ads, really. I mean, you might have some, but all of these have ads unless you pay for them. So let's unlock the Braille note. So I'll just press space with you.
Unlock edit box. Password entry is required.
And I'll type my password.
Dot deleted. Edit box. Device unlock. My menu. File manager. Key files.
So we're on the file manager. Let me go to the all apps menu with A.
All applications.
Press enter.
Main menu all apps. Accessible Android.
Press S for smart recorder.
Settings. Signal. Smart recorder.
Let's press enter.
Portrait. Settings. Sample rate.
Okay, I was digging in the settings a bit. Let's press the back button to get back to the main screen.
Landscape. Portrait. Smart recorder. Smart recorder. Remaining time button.
This is the remaining time button. Let's press enter.
Remaining space is enough for 285 hours of recording at 22 kilohertz.
So I can record quite a lot, namely 285 Stop. Hours.
Skip silence button.
Here you can customize if it'll skip the silences in the recording. One thing I have found is if you are talking a lot, then pausing, then talking again, it will cut a little bit, just a little bit of the talking off at the beginning when you start talking again.
More options button.
You can also access this more options button by pressing and holding the recent apps key or pressing space with M. Let's go in there.
Pop-up window. About app.
Here you can learn about smart recorder.
Remove ads.
Here you can pay to remove the ads.
Settings.
And here's your preferences. Let's go in there real quick.
Settings. Sample rate, quality. Bigger rate means better quality but larger file size.
Okay.
Pause during phone calls. Switch off. Do not disturb. Switches your phone to silent mode during recording process. Switch off.
This could be useful.
Keep screen on. Screen will be kept on while recording running and main screen active. Switch off.
I recommend to turn this on.
On. Files location. Naming.
So you can customize all this.
Microphone adjustment.
Yep.
Crash reporting. Help us fix it sooner by sending crash details automatically. Effective after app.
Okay. So let's go to the top again.
Stop. Setting sample rate quality.
Let's check out the sample rate, and I love how they got this set up. The sample rate list, let me show you.
Sample rate quality 8 kilohertz phone.
So they compare it to different stuff. So 8 kilohertz is phone, like a phone call.
11 kilohertz.
They don't all compare, but just wait.
16 kilohertz. 22 kilohertz FM radio checked.
Yep, so that's the FM radio sample rate.
32 kilohertz. 44.1 kilohertz CD. Cancel button.
So they don't have 48 or 96 or any of that high quality stuff. That's why I said simple recordings, that's good. For me,
44, 32 kilohertz.
I'm going to select 32 kilohertz because I really don't need 44. I mean, as long as I can understand it and it's not garbled, that's fine.
Settings. Sample.
Let's press the back button to get out of here.
Smart recorder. More options button.
Let's press the space bar.
Start recording button.
And let's start
recordings button.
And let's start recording, but there's the recordings button. You can also access this via key files, and I'll show you in a bit.
Start recording button.
All right, let's start recording, and now it's going to say warming up, keep quiet. So we'll just press enter here. All right, and it is now recording. So let's pause a little bit. And now let's keep on talking, and let's stop the recording.
Remaining time, finished.
Okay, so now let's listen to it. Alright, and it is now recording. So let's pause a little bit. And now let's keep on talking. And let's stop the recording.
Play, pause.
But now let's move to how to access the recording. So let's go to the home.
Landscape. My menu. File manager. Key files.
Here's file manager. Let's press enter.
Key files. Downloads.
Okay, let's press space with D.
Drive selection.
Press S for storage.
Storage. 46.28 gigabytes free.
So I'll press enter here to activate it.
Keyword. Folder.
We'll press S for smart mob.
Smart mob. Folder.
Press enter.
Smart recorder. Folder.
Let's press enter again.
Recording 2.wav. 12:47 p.m. 322 kilobytes WAV audio.
So let's go to the next app we're going to look at. It's called Quick Rec.
My menu bottom. Main menu all apps. Quick Rec.
Let's press enter.
Portrait.
This isn't quite as accessible, but it's usable.
Quick Rec. The AdFit NAS advertisement.
Yeah, Red it view. Does have
bottom
ads.
BTS 0 seconds. Web view.
Come on. There we go. Okay, so this isn't quite as good web because view. It's not accessible bottom. Quite as much as Smart Recorder, but it's usable. The reason I like this is because it records an MP3.
Settings. This app is handle, button, AdFit NAS advertisement, web.
It's just an ad.
Beak web view, handle, button, bottom, web view.
Let's get past that.
BT and record button.
Here's the button, record button, so let's press enter. Okay, I'm recording now.
Rec pause button. Rec stop button.
Rec pause and rec stop. Let's press enter.
Quick rec. Settings. This app is handle web view.
And now we've done a recording. So let's go to the key files.
Landscape. My menu. File manager. Key files. Recording.
This time we'll find it in the downloads folder.
Drive document downloads. Com. Shinshou. Quick rec folder.
In a com.shinshou.quickrec folder.
QR the 28th of February 2024-213434.mp3.
I don't really like how it names its files. And that's it for Quick Rec. Just a really short demonstration. And now let's look at the third app, my Audio
menu.
Lab.
File map bottom. All applications. Main menu all apps. Audio to text Audio Lab.
Okay, so this is quite complicated. Number one, it does not do only recording. You can edit. Also, number two, it is free with ads, and you can pay either, there are three different prices you can pay for no ads, but they all give you the same thing. It's just, you know, support for the developers. And number three, you can record in MP3, Wave, and I think the other one was AAC. So let's press enter here. And there's a cute little chirp when you go into it.
Play games, trim audio, mix audio, merge audio, tag editor, convert, compress audio, record audio.
See, you can do a lot of stuff. Let's press enter.
Allow Audio Lab to record audio. Allow button.
Let's press enter.
Audio Lab recording underscore the 29th.
Unlike the others, this is where you prepare the recording before you actually start. So let me show you this box.
Audio Lab recording underscore the 29th of February 24 underscore 19-4156.
Again, not ideal name, but hey, it's something. So let's press the spacebar.
Music, drop down list.
You can select this as an alarm sound, a ringtone, a notification sound, or music.
Default, drop down list, source.
So this is the source. So you could microphone, camcorder, or whatever.
HZ underscore 44,100, drop down list, sample rate.
Here you can choose the sample rate. Let's see what we have.
HZ underscore
48,000,
44,100,
and HZ underscore 32,000, 22,000, 16,000, 11,000, 25, and 8,000. Speech just reads it really funny. Let's back out of here.
Audio Lab recording.
Okay, let's press spacebar.
Channel. Stereo. Radio button checked.
I'd recommend stereo, but if not, I mean, if you want to, you can
mono.
You can select a mono.
Wave radio button checked.
For some reason, they have it spelled WAVE. I'm not sure why, but
MP3 radio button not checked.
Yep. So there's MP3.
AAC radio button not
and
checked.
And there's AAC.
M4A.
Oh, and you can also record an M4A.
FLAC.
Oh, and FLAC.
OG.
Oh, and OG. And Opus. Okay. I was not aware.
Switch. Enable recording from Bluetooth microphone if it is connected. Switch for skip silence off.
You can skip the silences. Let me show you what happens if you turn this on.
On.
Now if we press spacebar.
Silence time threshold. 250 ms. Seek control 25%.
So whatever percent you set that to, times it times 10, and that's the number of milliseconds it'll wait until it skips the pause. For example, if we turn this to
seek control 35%.
So I've turned it to 40%. Now it'll wait. Okay, say I pause for 400 milliseconds. It'll wait those 400 until it'll start skipping the silences.
Switch noise suppressor off.
I don't really, you know, it's not great. I mean, I haven't tested it in a while, but the last I used it, it wasn't awesome.
Switch automatic gain control off.
Yeah.
Switch echo canceller off.
Yeah, that can be useful.
On.
Let's turn that on.
Auto button cancel button Start button.
I'm honestly not sure what auto does. I think it's something to do with the AGC, auto gain control. Let's press start.
Audio lab. Navigate up button.
Okay, now it is recording. Let me just show you the interface here.
Audio lab recording under.
That's just the name.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds.
I'm not sure what that is all about.
Calibrate gain, 0 decibels.
That's also AGC related.
Single wave. Space available. 43,237 megabytes, 71 hertz, 23 meters, 39s.
So it's basically telling me I have more than 70 hours of recording time left.
Start recording button.
Oh, and I still have to start the recording. Button. I did not realize that. Let's press enter. Hello, I am now recording, and I just got a notification that said, notification recording, ..
43,002 pause recording button.
Now I can pause the recording by pressing enter. What I like is
restart recording button.
You can restart the recording.
Restart recording button.
You can like erase and start over.
Play recording button.
Or you can play it right from here.
Hello, I am now recording and I just got a notification that said notification recording ... Now I can pause the recording by pressing enter.
That is it. So let's press S for save.
Save button.
Press enter.
Congratulations. You created your first audio. Thanks for using AudioLab. We would really appreciate if you could rate us 5 stars.
All right.
Rating is very important to us, and it will be the best encouragement for rate AudioLab. Not now.
Not now.
Output created.
Okay, so our output has been created. We can play it and share it right from here, but let's go to key files again.
Landscape. My menu.
Okay, we'll go to the storage.
Storage. 45.37 gigabytes free. Dot. Keyword. Folder.
We'll press A for AudioLab.
Android. Audio underscore lab folder.
Press enter.
Dot temp folder.
This is when you're recording. It'll create a temporary file.
AUDIORECORDING folder.
Audio underscore recording, but it's reading it like that because it's in all caps.
Audio lab recording underscore.
That is my tour of the 3 accessible recording apps I've found. I'm sure there are more out there for a low fee or a high fee even. So if you want to let me know about it, one I could try. Well, just do so at thebrailnotepodcast@gmail.com or call us 570-258-5836, or you can text that number as well. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail. Thanks for listening to this episode, and see you in the next one.